Oh.
Are we live?
I think we're live.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of The Beta Report. Yeah, that's right.
I haven't heard that in forever.
I know. Seriously, guys. We've been away for a minute. I know. We've been away for a while, but we're back and probably, hopefully, better than ever. I don't know. Are we?
I mean, you see our beautiful faces now, so...
That's right.
For those listening on the audio podcast, yes, we are on video now.
Yes, we are. We are on video on YouTube. That's right.
The tubes of you.
That's just so you could see our beautiful faces that only mothers can love. So, I mean, yes, that's what we're doing, guys. Hey, guys, we have an awesome show. Look, for our return back, we have a great show for you guys. We hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to be talking about our favorite movies in 2023. So look, I know this is our first episode of 2024. We're kind of late March. I know, seriously. And we haven't had a chance to really share what we liked about 2023. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about some of the movies that we liked in 2023, some of the TV shows that we liked, or anything else. I don't know. Jonathan's like into anime now, like freaking...
What do you mean now?
Jujutsu, Kaisen, Kasum, whatever you like. Maybe that's one of your favorite things. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. We're going to find out. We're also going to have our Dune review. We watched Dune. Part 2. Yeah. Pretty good. But we're gonna talk about it. And of course, we got our pick of the week. But speaking of Dune, I thought we'd talk about this because it was like all over the place. And I thought it was kind of funny. And I thought we'd just kind of share it because I don't know if the boys have seen it or not, but I'm pretty sure they have. But let's talk about movie popcorn buckets. All right. Movie popcorn buckets. Why am I talking about this? Because they released the Dune one and everybody was like freaking the heck out, dude, because of how this popcorn. Did you guys see it?
I think the craziest thing is that AMC never ceases to amaze us when it comes to coming up with like the weirdest popcorn buckets like that you could buy.
I mean, sometimes it's normal, right? Like, you know, it's just a normal popcorn bucket.
I'm sure they started off normal.
I forgot to bring the one we had, right? We have like a clone trooper helmet one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like normal, right? You just open up and you can eat your popcorn and stuff. But then AMC released this crazy popcorn bucket that is just insane.
Let's pull it up. Let me see.
Like, just put it up on screen.
All right. Let's.
What the hell?
Look at that monstrosity, bro.
What is that?
Like, are you supposed to put your hand in that thing?
Are the tentacles like buttered?
Those are like bristles.
The tentacles buttered?
Are they buttered?
Like, I mean, eventually after you eat, they're gonna be.
That's so disgusting.
That's like you stick your hand.
That's right. Yeah, all the butter that's on the popcorn is gonna get on the little bristles.
Well, forget that. It's gonna be like on your arm too, right? It's like all over your arm when you take that.
Like you're getting out. like the last kernels that are like down deep in there.
I mean, there's. Let me pull up another picture real quick. Like this is from the side.
Oh my god, that one's even worse.
The side and the top where you can go ahead and put your
here, let's put this on the screen.
It's better view.
What the heck, bro?
It's more of an angle of what you're looking at. What you're sticking your hand in.
This does not look good, bro. I mean
how big is the hole? Like
it's like I don't know.
Like is it arms like width or
I think your forearm's fitting in there.
I know. But like how, you know, like when you
like make a fist when you like grab the popcorn.
I guess
you make a fist, but your hand gets stuck.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're gonna make a fist, and your hand's gonna get stuck.
You can't dig it out, dude.
Yeah, so you're stuck.
That's
I don't see you ever wanting to do that. But
look, and so this kind of like reminded me of that there are popcorn buckets that have come out that are worse than this. If you can even imagine that.
Yeah, there's.
If you could even imagine that there were worse popcorn buckets than this,
there's like a Black Adam one.
Well, okay, let's
like it's like his literal torso.
Yeah, let's put up the.
You have it.
Yeah. Check it out. Put that on screen.
Let's put this on screen.
What the? Where's the popcorn at? Where did it stick your...
Wait, what?
You stick it in
do
like...
Do you like take his head off? It's a...
You turn him around?
Oh, yeah. Like the ones the that have like the panel, like the potato head like panel in the bag?
Probably. I have no idea.
Maybe.
But at least you get the drink,
does it, does it come with a cup?
I'm assuming it did.
I'm surprised the cup isn't a part of his body. Like, it's in another part of his body.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Well, okay, so that's that. That, I mean, come on.
Yeah, what else
do you have? That's pretty crazy, dude.
What else is there?
Well, all right. How about this one? How about the Fast 10 bucket?
It's just a... What is that?
I don't even know where the... Is
that an engine?
Like a car...
It's like the nitro boost.
The nitrous?
I don't know. Like that's a muffler?
Where do you stick your hand?
Oh, that's the brake pedal.
No, I'm just gonna, no, it's like the boost. It says up there, ultimate boost. So it's like
it's like the Nas. Like
the nitro boost.
Yeah, but where do you stick your hand in for the popcorn?
Do you have to like twist your hand? Like,
where do you even put in the popcorn? Where is the popcorn?
You have to slither your hand through the thing. I don't even know. That's freaking ridiculous.
I have no idea, bro. All right, so okay, so that was crazy. Would you get popcorn out of this?
When was this?
I kind of want this bucket.
It's kind of cool.
It's not that bad.
It almost looks like you can grab Groot, like the handle of a giant mug.
Do you hold the bucket by Groot?
It's like a mug, right? Like the mug handle.
This would make for a good mug, though.
Yeah, but then like the thing can become like off balance when you...
No, I think it... I don't know.
Because, like, now the width of the entire thing is, like, it's freaking huge now. Because, I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I am good.
I thought that was crazy. I got a couple more. Real quick.
How many popcorn buckets?
How about this one?
Okay, wait. This one's actually kind of cool, though.
How about this one?
Like, it's literally... Do you flip up the visor?
This is from Top Gun Maverick, right?
Yeah. Well, what if you put it in? You put it on and you just let the popcorn fall into your mouth, like.
But
it's just like, it's like, you know, all over inside. Just your head's gonna be all buttered by the time you take off the
helmet. I mean, yeah, I guess that'd be something like.
It's actually kind of cool. Like, you could put it on a mantle or something after. But I'm assuming it's like the clone trooper one where you open the top or something. And
it's a stormtrooper one, I think, the one we have.
A stormtrooper, yeah, not a clone. All right, there's a couple more. There's like two more that I want to show you.
This one's kind of...
Okay, this one's not that bad.
Put this one on screen.
But this one...
This one's like at least practical.
But see, this one is weird in the sense that like it's implying that you could wear it after.
But yeah, like, that's a little weird.
You want to be some psycho wearing a top hat?
You want to be like some chocolate? Psycho wearing a popcorn bucket top hat looking thing? That's like...
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you don't even clean it properly. It's like you got butter on your freaking, like squeaky, you know, squishing on. Now this one's just...
It's got to be the best one.
So this is the one I would probably actually want to buy.
I got to put this one on screen real quick. I got to fade into this one.
This is a Slimer bucket.
How do you even put the popcorn in?
I don't know. I guess from the back side or something? I don't know.
Like, because they have to load it. They have to load the popcorn into the...
I don't know, bro. But I actually want this.
Why do his eyes look like he's being like... Yeah, this is the Cinemark version of the Slimer.
This one I would buy, bro.
Was this the first?
No, this is for the new one.
No,
this is for the new one.
Really? Oh yeah, because Slimer
hasn't even come out.
Well, because Slimer's in the new one though.
He's
in the new one.
So. No, I know, but the movie hasn't come out yet.
No, I must. Yeah, I don't know.
But this is
someone got a picture of it. Maybe. Prototype like or something.
Protoplasm.
All right, so I thought that was kind of cool. Like some of those are good. When I think I'd buy the Slimer one. So I don't know.
I mean, out of all of them, I probably would buy either the Wonka one or the Top Gun Maverick freaking helmet.
Yeah,
one.
The Wonka one's pretty cool. Cause I mean. I wouldn't wear it. But
I wouldn't wear it. I'd probably use it to hold more popcorn in the future.
For sure. Okay. All right. So we'll see. Maybe we'll buy the Slimer one.
But
we have to show it on the podcast if we actually get it.
There's like more popcorn buckets that are like just like insane. I forgot there was another one. I can't remember which one it was, but like it also was kind of insane.
You remember what movie it was?
No.
It's all right.
Yeah, I can't remember right now.
Yeah, I was looking for like the weirdest ones. There's like the Barbie car was one of them, and it was like $60.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So yeah,
and then the Oppenheimer right. Little Man and Fat Boy.
Well, there was one that was an Oppenheimer one, but it was fake.
Yeah, because people like the nuke.
Yeah,
oh,
the nuke.
Yeah, I just pulled
that's
it apart.
I'm saying like it's the Fat Boy.
Yeah.
It's
there you go.
It's 3D printed though, so.
It's a fake one. I thought it was real. I was like, what? They actually put it out.
That would actually be insane.
Yeah, but there was like
would have been the bomb.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah,
you know how that sounded like. Ba-doom-tsh. Anyways, all right, guys, let's move on to what we wanted to talk about as well. Which is. What were the best movies of 2023 for us? Not saying that, you know, they were the best movies ever, but what were the best movies that we thought that were good? And I was looking through, like, the 2023 movies, and one of them that I saw, I forgot that it was in 2023 that it came out, like the Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it's so long ago.
Because it was, like, February, almost, right? Or something
no.
Like that.
April, I think.
Oh, it was April?
Yeah, something like that. So, but anyways, let's start with you, Jason. Jason, what was your, like, favorite movie of 2023?
Oh, boy. One of my favorites would probably have to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. That was dope.
That one would probably be around the top of my list.
Yeah.
The next one would probably be the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Okay.
Unironically. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
We kind of did, actually. And it made like $1 billion.
And it's also, I think, the start you know how Sony has like the PlayStation Productions, like
studios,
oh, yeah, PlayStation yeah. Studios, like uh-huh. with like The Last of Us.
Uh-huh.
In the same way, the Super Mario Bros. Movie has like, I think it's called like Nintendo Studios or something like that. Their own movie studio, which is kind of exciting and interesting because I hope with that in mind, they make more Nintendo movies because there's so much to, we said it last year, but there's like so much to go off of.
Like a Zelda movie?
Like, yeah, Zelda movie, Zelda a Donkey movie Kong movie, Yoshi, you know, like there's so much to use there from Nintendo.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, those two. And then another one for me, which we didn't actually see in 2023, but it did come out in 2023, was Wonka.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was actually pretty good, actually.
I actually really liked Wonka. Like, I didn't think that I would like it as... Well, I didn't think that I would hate it, but I didn't think that I would like it as much as I did when we watched it.
Bro, I think, like, Timotei, because that's how you say his name. Do you know that?
No,
it's not Timothy. It's Timotei.
Timotei?
Timotei Chalamet.
Okay, I don't know about the last name.
It's
not Chalamela.
Chalamela ding dong.
Chalamela. Chalamet.
His name is literally Timotei Chalamet.
Timotei Chalamet.
Is that how you pronounce it?
No, I don't think so.
Timotei Chalamet.
I was like Chalamela.
Is it Chalamet or Chalamet?
It's Chalamet.
Chalamet.
The L before
like
the M.
Like Shala, not Shama.
Chalamet.
Chalamela. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's awesome, dude. He's great. I think he's like. He's pretty awesome, dude, and the stuff he's done. And obviously, we're going to talk about doing later. But, yeah, that movie was good. It was better than what I thought it would be, so for sure. Hey, Jonathan, what was your favorite movies of 2023?
I think it's probably between two. I would have to say probably the first one, though, just because, of the kind of attachment that I had to this, franchise before it became a movie. But it has to be the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. That came out last year, just because, I mean, like, Jason and I have followed Five Nights at Freddy's, like, since day one,
it's
literally.
Inception.
Like, seriously, yeah, I remember you guys.
Like, literally since the first day that the first game came out back in, I think it's 2013.
I think it was 2014
or 13.
I think it was 2014.
2014. Yeah, like, we've just been following up on it, and, like, 8 games later and 20 billion books later.
And
we
20 million fan
we finally got
later.
The movie. The movie was like, teased, like, so long ago. Like, 8 or 9 years ago, and finally.
Yeah, and 2016 was when it was announced.
So were you let down when it came out, though?
Was I was definitely not let down. I know people were like, oh, you know, it's, you know, it doesn't live up to the games and whatever. But it's like, oh, man. Something got out.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Something like
that. Yeah, you're freaking your brain, losing your marbles.
Oh, no. Well, I can't hear anything anymore. Well, that's all right. I guess we'll we're on a guessing game from here on out. What was I saying? Yeah, I think a lot of people really disliked the execution of it, but I would disagree. I think they did a good job of portraying the animatronics in a way that they could for a PG-13 movie. So yeah, and plus they got MatPat in there, so well deserved cameo. I know they didn't have Markiplier in there though, so that was a little disappointing. But
because he was doing his own movie, at
yeah,
the time,
he was
right?
doing so. Iron Lung at the time. But yeah, that would be my first pick. And then really quickly, my second pick probably has to be Guardians Volume 3.
Okay.
Just because that movie, I mean, that
movie's
great.
That movie also came out.
Yeah, we talked about it when it came out. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Dang.
So yeah, for me, I would definitely pick Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is one of my favorite movies of 2023. I really like the ending.
Let me add that to my list.
Yeah. I really like the way James Gunn kind of did a kind of a, what was it, like a goodbye for the fans, you know, like it was a send off and it was really cool the way they did it. The whole Groot at the end and how we're family and so we can understand what he's saying. All that stuff was really, really awesome. I really loved it. Guardians of the Galaxy would be one of my favorite movies. But I have to say, like, one of my favorite movies, even close to that one or like maybe a little bit above, because I was kind of pleasantly surprised with it, was Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. I thought Godzilla Minus One was like really, really good. And no, you know, I love the new Godzilla movies. I really do. I really like all the spectacle and the giant, you know,
the Monsterverse.
What were they called? The
Kaijus.
Kaijus. I do. I really like the new movies. I really do. But I thought that the Godzilla Minus One, even though Godzilla was like not that prominent in the movie, the story itself was like really great. I really liked it. So I thought Godzilla Minus One definitely deserves. When you guys have a chance to rent it, I think it hopefully comes out soon to be able to rent at home. Definitely is a must. You have to watch it. It's really good. It's a good story. It was fun and it was great. And the movies these guys talked about too, except for Five Nights at Freddy's, I haven't seen it yet. But Wonka was great. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was great. And as you mentioned, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 too. So did you guys have a favorite TV show that you guys watched in 2023?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we did.
And Jonathan, let's go Jonathan.
Okay. It's between two different seasons of shows that came out. The first one is Barry Season 4.
Oh.
Barry Season 4.
I still have yet to see Barry.
Which was the season finale.
That final season.
It was great. Yes. I think Barry was literally our pick of the week for like 2 weeks in a row. Like that's how good Barry is.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely give Barry a watch. I think my second pick would be like my dad mentioned, I do like anime. Would probably be Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, which did come out last year.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah,
that. Just like that?
I don't know.
I think that's Kung Fu, which is not Japanese.
Arigato-san!
There you go.
Arigato gozaimasu! Because
you've been watching the anime, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. So I was an anime watcher before I read the manga, but I'm now caught up on the manga, so.
Anime.
But those are my two picks.
Okay. All right. Jonathan. Jason.
My number one pick. Dude, nothing else subsides this, but Loki Season 2.
Oh,
Loki! My God, you gotta watch Loki Season 2.
Like, these are all bangers, guys.
That's a friggin' stuff. Like SS. Not even just one S. It's two S's. Tier it's not a TV show, so what would you call it? Like,
yeah, well, it's a
TV show,
TV
I guess.
Show, I mean,
like an episode series.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Disney Plus really, really cooked with that one. Honestly,
dude. Like, honestly, guys, Loki's character arc, his whole journey as a character, his development as a character, is the best development of all of Marvel. I mean, honestly, I know it's like a big thing, kind of a hyperbole, I guess, to say that, but it was awesome to see from where he started from to where he ends up is crazy. Like, yeah. It's that whole journey is amazing. So if you get to watch it. It is really, really good. So yeah, I definitely agree with you. I would have to say that my favorite TV show last year was The Last of Us. Mm. The Last of Us was so good. It was done so well. Like, Pedro Pascal is like in everything, bro. He's like Mr. Fantastic now, dude.
I know,
he's Reed Richards. Like, that's so awesome, bro. This guy is like has hit the trifecta of stuff, right? He's in Star Wars. He is in Marvel movies. Excuse me. And now, and he also did, you know, TV with The Last of Us. He's one of the best characters in on video games. So, mm-hmm. And The Last of Us is one of the best video games I've ever played. I mean, I was like totally into that. I've talked about how into I was that game where like certain things that were happening, and to see it on screen and played by like people like Pedro Pascal, shoot, I can't remember the actor for Ellie. They were all so good, man. It was really great. That show was really good. So that would be my pick. And if there's a honorable mention, I would say that the last season of Fargo. I think they're season five. I think five or six. The last season with Juno Temple, who's in Ted Lasso. also, John Hamm as the villain. I mean, it was so good. It was really, really, really good. So I would highly recommend that you look it out, look for it. I think it's on Hulu. You can watch that last season. It's an anthology show, so you don't need to watch the other seasons to understand it. They're all run on their own. And so this last season, you could just jump into this last season and watch it, and you'll love it. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. So now that we're done 2023, what are we looking forward to in 2024? Like, is there a movie or a TV show that you're looking forward to, Jason?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, like, at least in for this month, I'm looking forward to Kung Fu Panda 4. Like, I don't like,
you guys
honestly
grew up with it, yeah,
dude. When Kung Fu Panda 4 was like announced and then the trailer came out, I was like tripping because I was like, dude, what the heck? Like, they're making a fourth one, like, do they really need to make a fourth one? And then I remembered how good the saga was 1, 2, and 3. Dude, DreamWorks, like, low-key, I feel like DreamWorks makes really good, coming of character development movies. Mm-hmm. Like, man, when you watch, like, you know, like, Shrek or, like, Kung Fu Panda the Madagascar movies, like, dude, these characters are like so well written that like by like the second, not by like the first and the end of the first movie, you're like, dude, I love these characters. I just want to see more of them, you know? And so specifically with Kung Fu Panda, when Kung Fu Panda 4 was announced, I was like, dang, okay, that's gonna be crazy. And you see the trailer and you see Po fighting like it's like the chameleon villain, and it's like him fighting himself. The villain takes like the form of Poe. It's like a crazy multiverse kind of thing almost. but like knowing just like how much experience and knowledge and training that Poe has done, like in the years of him being the Dragon Warrior, you're like, dude, this guy's gonna like freaking, he's gonna cook Chameleon, dude. Like, I don't know how he is, but he's just gonna like broil this dude. So cool. That's a movie that I'm excited for this
okay
year.
Jason, Jonathan,
if I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I have a movie or show that I'm excited for 2024, but I can mention a video game release.
Okay.
The remake, the Silent Hill 2 remake, by Konami.
Konami.
Well, it's by the Bluebird team that's making the game. It's not Konami themselves, but Konami made the first game, Silent Hill 2. I wasn't alive when it released. It was like 2002, so I was not.
That's one way to say it.
I was not alive, but I have played the game, and yes, it's.
I have not.
It is an amazing Silent Hill 2 psychological horror game.
I don't even remember if I played Silent Hill 2. I think maybe played the first one. And those are scary games, though.
Yeah, those are freaking.
I mean,
they're like creepy.
Well, they're it's more of a like a psychological kind of thing than mm-hmm. a horror thing.
It's still creepy, man.
It's still pretty creepy.
It is a good game.
Yeah. But yeah, it is releasing this year, so I guess we'll see.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So the one thing that there's a couple things that I'm excited for 2024. Like I am looking forward to see that Godzilla, Kong Empire or New Empire, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
I mean, that fool has like a freaking cybernetic arm now. Yeah, like
mecha arm.
Yeah, mecha arm, dude. I don't know, dude. I just, I think they're fun movies, like popcorn movies, right?
Yeah.
Where I can eat my popcorn out of Slimer or something like that.
Slimer. Slimer.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, this is going to be like Kong. I don't know what it's going to be like out of a banana or what. I don't know.
Banana.
Dude, Kong. I don't know. I don't know. Anyways.
The freaking trailer has Kong like with a robotic arm, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, that cybernetic arm or whatever.
The fact that, I don't even know who, engineered that mess. Yeah.
That thing is huge.
Yeah.
That thing is, legit huge.
Hong Kong is huge.
Who made it? Who's going to make this arm that fits him? Anyways, I'm getting on a tangent.
Wait, how does he even lose his arm? It doesn't...
I don't think he loses it. It's
he doesn't lose it. It's just... It's just a buff.
So it's not a prosthetic.
No.
You see it. It's like a frame. It's a frame that goes around.
It's a freaking power... It's like the Nintendo Power Glove.
It's the Power Glove.
Yeah.
You see him go snap.
I know. Yeah. Oh, like
but no, I'm excited about the movie. But the one movie I'm really excited about that's gonna it's gonna blow records this year, bro. It's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh,
come on, man.
Oh yeah,
Deadpool and Wolverine, dude. Everybody's saying that this movie, because everybody's saying that Marvel's like on a down, you know, downhill.
Rest in peace,
it's
Marvel.
It's like dead or whatever. I don't think so, but whatever. I mean, I think it's gonna help revive Marvel. I'm hoping. I mean, he even says in the trailer, I'm like the Messiah for Marvel or something.
Yeah,
like
he says that. Yeah.
So is the movie actually called Deadpool and Wolverine?
I think that's what it's called, Deadpool and Wolverine.
So it's not like Deadpool. I mean, it is technically Deadpool 3, but it's not called Deadpool 3.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's Deadpool.
Yeah, because the trailer had like the title card was Deadpool and Wolverine. And Wolverine.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait for that, dude.
That movie's gonna be insane.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm hoping that it's good. I'm hoping that it's gonna
I think it will be.
You know, rise to the occasion. So we'll see. All right, guys, let's move into we just watched Dune 2. All right,
Dune Part 2.
Dune Part 2. And I think we need to talk about this movie. We need to really dive into this movie and say what we think. Is it good? Let's give a comprehensive, very thorough review.
Bring a pillow and blanket because you'll be here a while.
It's good.
Like the movie. I was going to say, that's what I was going for. Comprehensive is good. Go watch it.
It's good. That's it. We're done.
Okay. It's good.
Dude. Okay. Yes. The movie is good. Now, it is long, so be prepared. If you're going to go watch it, it's a long...
Yeah, use the bathroom beforehand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we entered the theater Sunday and left Monday.
That's what I feel like. That's what I felt like.
I'm pretty sure. 5 to 7 business days, we were watching the movie before.
I totally, seriously, I feel like if you would watch Oppenheimer, Flowers of the Killer Moon, and then watch this movie, you'd probably be in May. Because that's how long all these movies are. They'll be freaking long. The movie's 2 hours and 46 minutes. It literally felt like it was 8 hours.
Yeah.
There's no way it was 2 hours and 46 minutes.
Yes. Wait, what? It didn't go surpass 3 hours?
No, it didn't. And honestly, guys, we were in the movie and we literally felt like, dude, this movie is freaking long, dude. This movie felt like it was 5 hours or something. It did. It felt long. But you know what? It wasn't long where it was bad. It was yeah, it felt long, but I wasn't bored. There was a lot going on. I think it's just because a lot happened. A lot of stuff was going on screen. And
there was
just
a lot of
felt,
dialogue scenes and then to action and then back to dialogue and then back to
kind
action.
Kind of felt that. And to be honest, it wasn't that much dialogue. There was, but it was the screen was just filled with stuff.
It's very cinematic.
Yeah. Okay, so the cinematographer that did this movie won an Academy Award for Dune 1. He's probably going to win it for Dune 2 because the cinematography in this movie is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. There's a scene, you've probably seen pictures of it, of the three sandworms jumping out. Seeing that on screen, I think I wish I would have seen it on IMAX because that would have probably been just epic of those three sandworms coming into, when coming to the battle.
Yeah.
The movie itself is amazing.
The fact
last
that they use sandworms.
I know. They're freaking riding them like freaking horses.
The Fremont or the
Fremen.
The Fremen.
The Fremen.
Yeah. Dude, the last 40 minutes of the movie is just amazing. It's just amazing. It's so good. Timothée Chalamet he is amazing in this movie. He gives a speech at the end, and I'm like, yeah, let's go. Oh, wait, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, ready to go, too, man. It was great. It was really, really good. Zendaya in the movie, she's great. The chemistry they have with Timothée is awesome. Dude, Austin Butler, right? Do you guys remember Austin Butler?
Oh, yeah, dude. Unbaron?
No. Oh, yeah.
Unbaron?
No, it's called Nah Baron.
Nah Baron. Yeah, Nah Baron.
That's his title.
His name is Nah Baron.
Baron.
That's his title. His Roth, name.
What is it?
Nah Baron.
Fade Rotha.
Oh, there you go. Fade Rotha.
Oh, Fade? Kids catch his Fade?
Fade.
Fade Rotha.
That fool has a dope fade. I mean.
Dude, that guy had all the licks in the freaking movie, dude. Like.
Yeah,
he was like clocking people left and right.
Bro, he was crazy. That whole gladiator scene.
Yeah.
Did you notice the gladiator scene is in black and white?
Yeah, I noticed. I was like, why is everything like this freaking
no color, like, in that?
I mean, he's white, so it's like,
dude, and the way he looks, bro, like, he's got no eyebrows, no hair, like, no.
Dude, he legit looks like uncanny, like, freaking, like, I would have nightmares about him.
Yeah, he does.
No, yeah, there's legit scenes that looks like he doesn't look real, because, like, all you see is the white on his face and the black in his eyes or mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just freaking, like.
That's right, yeah, like a
black mouth. Because he's got, like, a black mouth. Yeah, yeah, like, it's, like, weird.
Everybody in this movie is amazing, dude. Even if Florence Pugh was, like, only there for a few minutes in the movie, she's great, actually. She's actually pretty good. Christopher Walken was there. He wasn't his Christopher Walken self, where he was like, he'll take you out of the movie. It wasn't, dude. It was great. It was honestly a great movie. I highly recommend you go watch it.
And you know what else just makes it just so much more amazing? And the same thing with Dune Part 1 is the soundtrack, dude. Hans Zimmer really just, like.
That's right.
Dude.
You know,
he killed it.
He added a lot of seasoning and was like freaking grilling.
Let's not forget Josh Brolin's in this movie too.
Gurney, dude, I love his name, dude. Gurney Halleck.
Gurney yeah, Halleck. Dude. The soundtrack. Oh my gosh, like, you know, when you see like just like a certain climactic moment, and you're kind of like, you know, you're like, what? No way, did that actually happen? Like, the freaking music is like. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah. it is.
Like, I got chills, dude.
It is epic. Yeah. The music
and
helps.
And then the sandworms, and he's like, you know, he's like hooking on the things. He's like freaking riding the waves or something. Riding the dunes. And he's like, the song is like, and I'm like, oh. I was like, Hans Zimmer, bro.
Bro, that's a pretty good representation. I don't know if it makes it justice, but yeah, it's kind of like that, dude. It's definitely
good. Like, it's more like, I would say that's probably like 99% what it sounded like in the theaters, just like that.
Just in
that,
yeah.
So expect that when you go into the theaters and for you sure. See the sandworms.
So look, the movie's getting hyped everywhere, and we don't want to overhype it, but it's good. Just go watch it. I think you'll enjoy it if you like sci-fi. We know some people probably won't like it. Maybe it's slow for some people, but I think it was great. So definitely go watch it. Okay, guys. Hey, we've come to the last part of the show.
You know what?
You know
it
what
is.
Time it is. Pick of the week. It's time for the pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Of the week.
There it is. This is the segment where we talk about what you guys should go see or go watch or go listen to. I mean, we'll be talking about movies, maybe video games, maybe TV shows. What do we recommend for you guys to go watch? And it's easy. We just did the review. I think our pick of the week this week is Dune Part 2. Go watch Dune Part 2. It's amazing.
Go
it's
watch
great.
It.
It's a lot of fun. You're
Don't waste
enjoy
your
it.
Time.
Don't waste your time.
Watch it.
Go watch it. That's what we want you guys to watch. Unless you guys have something else. You guys want to add to anything? Any of the pick of the week? No?
No.
No.
There
no.
Goes, Dune guys. 2. Dune Part
Go
2.
Watch
Go watch
Dune
it.
2. Hey, we thank you guys for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed our comeback. Don't forget that every other Monday, so not this Monday coming up, we'll have a new episode of the Beta Rewind. Go out and check out right now on our on any podcast. You will find our first episode, excuse me, of the Beta Rewind, which is The Goonies.
The Goonies. Yes. Please explain what the Beta Rewind is again, Dad.
Definitely. The Beta Rewind is movies that I watched as a kid, and we're going to talk about it and see if they still hold up. Are they still good? Do they suck? Do they, as a kid say, does it have Riz? Does that work?
No, don't ever say.
No, please don't say Riz.
Okay. So, like, sorry. Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane?
I was thinking, like, a Charlie Chaplin type of movie.
Is that one of the movies you watched?
Yeah, like...
Was I in the theater watching Citizen Kane, bro?
Were you in the theater watching Citizen Kane?
Yeah. Was I in the theater watching silent films and Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, like you saw Charlie Chaplin live.
You were in the theaters while the...
Saw Charlie Chaplin live? I went to the premiere of Charlie Chaplin's movies. Oh, dude, that sucks. Like,
you went to his screenings? You went to the screenings?
I went to...
Like you were there for his graduation?
Yeah. I went to the movie screening, but I had to fill out the card to see if it was good or not.
Yes,
I was going to go watch it. No, okay, look, guys. It's movies that I watched as a kid. Believe it or not, I was a kid in the 80s. So movies like The Goonies.
1880s?
The
1880s. The title card era.
Man, they do me bad, bro. Like, why do they do
it's a film.
We can hear the beep, beep. Yeah. We're not going to go that far back, but we're starting off with The Goonies. But the movies that we're going to be talking about in the future are stuff like Back to the Future. Those are probably easy, right? People are going to love those. But those kind of movies that we watched back in the day. So there's going to be some that are hold up and some that are probably not going to be pretty bad or something. But those are the movies that I watched as a kid. We're going to be doing on Beta Rewind. We're going to go into them. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see what we liked, what we didn't like. And if we recommend you guys go watch it or go seek it out. So that's the Beta Rewind every other Monday. Not every Monday because we don't have the time to do it every Monday. So every other Monday. This week's is The Goonies. And next week we'll tell you guys next week what our next movie is. So please join us. Go to our website, thebetareport.com. You can see all our episodes on there. We have pictures of us in there. You know,
that's right. That's right. We updated
with us.
We're trying. We're all trying. We don't even know how to navigate Squarespace. So
we're trying, bro. We're trying. I'm sorry. And then go to our social media pages. Instagram.
Yeah.
What else?
Facebook.
Facebook.
I don't even think we use Facebook anymore.
But I think it's in
Twitter.
Twitter.
X.
Yeah. Whatever it is. One of those, right?
Yeah, one of them.
Anyways, guys, go check it out. Go on IG. Go and just. Subscribe, and hopefully you'll like these episodes coming up.
Again, we never time it right.
Let's show that one more time.
All right.
No, there we go. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us, guys. I'm the Con.
I'm Jason. And I'm Jonathan.
And this is the Beta Report. See you guys later.
See ya.